24-year-old Joel-David Quare, founder of the nonprofit Sanitation Solution Youth Initiative and a Boer resident, says he mobilized other young men to help fight plastic pollution in the area. Joel says his group uses gum arabic to turn plastic bottles, broken chairs and polythene bags into what he calls eco-friendly bricks.
I decided to come up with a community-based organization called Sanitation Solution Youth Initiative Organization. And the reason that's why we came up with such a community-based organization is to help our community and change our community positively. We came up with the recycling technology. How are we going to achieve such kind of a vision? We can achieve such kind of a vision by turning plastic waste into food eco-friendly bricks, reduce the burden of plastic that are filling our land.
Quare says he was forced by financial challenges to relocate his nonprofit operation from Juba to Boer Town.
By the time we're doing it in Juba, I've been doing it to start up the large-scale production. Unfortunately, because of lack of funding and some other financial problems, I couldn't make it. That's why I had to come to Boer, because these bricks are favorable in this situation in Boer. I wish any of our brothers or any of our leaders, I wish they visit Rwanda and in DC. What is that making Rwanda clean that cannot make South Sudan clean?
Some residents of Jonglei State, capital Boer, recommend using the bricks in areas frequently affected by the floods. Warabek John says he uses the bricks which absorb water in his compound and then dry when the sun shines.
That's so nice. And this thing go back to this climate change and global warming. For the way I've been using them, I put them to absorb water in the compound. That's so economical. I'm interested on the way they absorb water. To me, I think it's so recommended to people. I can recommend to people to look at it seriously.
Aleka Jack, a lecturer at University of Juba, says plastic pollution is a big problem in South Sudan. She says plastic waste has blocked the flow of rivers across the country. Ajak says the Sanitation Solution Youth Initiative could help eradicate the problem of environmental degradation across South Sudan.
Plastic pollution is a big problem in South Sudan. Yeah? I think it's a good this one, but it needs, again, the way to look at it. If we need to have more research about it, so that now it should be recommended as one of the solutions for the plastic pollution is also as an economic way of getting the bricks, if it is more economical.
According to the United Nations Environment Program, South Sudan is among the 5 most climate-vulnerable countries in the world. John Chual, Jonglei State's Minister for Agriculture, Environment and Forestry, says nonprofits fighting pollution should contact state authorities for additional financial support.
In any initiative that you want to conduct the initiative like this, so you need also to let the authority of the state know. You will know that they are also doing their part. But coming up with that initiative, it is good because all in all, we want to clean the town, we want to benefit the town in any cases.
UNEP says more than 200 million people depend on the River Nile as a major source of livelihood, adding that poor waste management threatens the ecosystem, human health, and economic progress across South Sudan and other countries along the River Nile. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwot, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.